The after-holiday doldrum period has begun. Enough reason, according to book critic Maureen Carrigan, to lose herself in a comic novel. Here's her review of a new novel by former Saturday Night Live writer Patricia Marks. The novel is called Him, Her, Him Again, The End of Him.
Obsessive, unrequited love. Not funny at all when you're suffering through it, but with the passing of time, accrued wisdom, and the grotesque, deserved demise of the unworthy object of your longing, a healthy perspective may someday be achieved. That's the fantasy that Patricia Marks toys with in her silly and very entertaining novel, Him, Her, Him Again, The End of Him. A title, by the way, that her publisher surely must have tried to talk her out of, since it's very hard to remember and thus off-putting to book groups, a natural target audience for this kind of chick lit with chuckles. But you've got to give Marks points for integrity. She's obviously willing to sacrifice potential sales for a laugh. If I digress, it's because I'm under the influence of Marx's style, which is squarely in the Lawrence Stern, Tristram Shandy, digression piled upon loony digression tradition of comic writing. Here's the much pared-down plot of, I'll say it slowly, Him, Her, Him Again, The End of Him. Our unnamed narrator, a 21-year-old Jamesian innocent abroad who's been awarded a fellowship to graduate study in Cambridge, England, opens her dorm door one day to meet her downfall, Eugene Obello. Alarm bells should have clanged in her hapless heroine's heart when Eugene told her he came to Cambridge to pursue ego studies, or when he murmurs to her after their first lip lock, "Your kisses are so recondite, my peach, that they are almost notional." Or most certainly when Eugene, after countless caddish disappearing acts, marries another woman. Of course, he hopes the three of them can all be friends. 10 years go by. Our girl gives up on her thesis, moves back to the U.S., and, like her creator Marks, who's a Saturday Night Live veteran, gets a job writing for a comedy show called Taped But Proud. But she can't get the fever of Eugene out of her bloodstream. He irregularly resurfaces to disrupt her life, especially after he also moves to New York City to work for a group called Psychiatrists Without Borders. Why doesn't our apparently smart, sassy heroine dump this bounder? Well, that's the eternal question, isn't it? Here's our heroine's acknowledgement of her inner wimpitude. If the world can be divided into people who would have signed the Munich Agreement versus those who would have stood firm against Hitler, I would definitely have been in the former camp, giving away the Sudetenland with a smile and a cookie. I might even have offered the Fuhrer a signing bonus, for example, the mineral rights to South Dakota. As you know, I am not big on making trouble. Marx's comic voice, as you can hear, is inventive and lightly erudite. This is a novel that cracks jokes about Ben Shahn paintings and the esteemed literary critic William Empson's classic tome, Seven Types of Ambiguity, which in our heroine's view should have been entitled Seven or Eight Types of Ambiguity. Like that witticism, Him, Her, Him Again, The End of Him is a very funny, if ultimately forgettable read, which is certainly no literary crime. Unlike comic classics like the aforementioned Tristram Shandy, or Kingsley Amis's ingenious academic farce Lucky Jim, or Nabokov's Lolita, another novel about obsessive love, Marx's romp doesn't reinvent the novel's form or devastatingly dissect social class or elegantly plumb the twisted mysteries of the human heart. She strikes me as a girl who just wants to have fun, and if, as a reader, you're in the mood for a fling too, you'll happily read this jolly novel and then drop it into the eternal sunshine of your spotless mind.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Him, Her, Him Again, The End of Him by Patricia Marks. I'm Terry Gross.